one of those guys who's had a really good spring and now just kind of easing into the summertime a little bit is, as I mentioned, the manager of the year in the Pac-12 baseball season for the University of Utah, Bill Kennebrook, who I haven't talked to. I haven't seen you since we got off the plane coming back from Oxford,
yeah,
Mississippi.
It's been kind of a busy 3 weeks, and watching a little baseball, kind of envious of the Wildcats at Arizona and tying up some loose ends and trying to get ready for next year.
So have you had a chance to sit back on the couch, in your office, in the chair, whatever it might be, and kind of take account of how wild and crazy and fun this was? Because when you're in it, I don't think you necessarily appreciate it or remember a lot of things, but now you're 3 weeks removed. Have you had a chance to kind of reflect a little bit on the season?
Not enough.
Really?
And it's gonna hit me at some point. We've been pretty busy. We're tying up loose ends, like I said, trying to get ready for next year. But I really haven't. And it's going to hit me at some point of how special the last two and a half months of the season were. I'm still not quite over the Boston College game, and I got to get over that. I got to get out recruiting and do some of that, and that's I think will get me over the hump.
We talk about this with all sports, and especially since joining the Pac-12. But have you seen yet in phone calls, because you're always recruiting? Recruiting is every month, every day of the year, it seems. When you've talked to potential recruits and guys that are out there, have they taken notice of the kind of season you guys have had this year?
No doubt. My two assistants are out most of the time at this point. I'm going to start going out on Thursday. But, we've seen an uptick in interest, and we've got a really good class coming in. We feel like we've got six or seven kids playing for the Marshals this summer up here in Salt Lake. They're really good players. I'm really anxious to see them on our field and add to the guys that we've got coming back, which is a really quality nucleus. So I'm kind of anxious to get going in September already.
Yeah, I'd say you would be. You bring you bring kind of the core of your team back, and that's so important. You've got, you know, Carroll back at third. You've got Kiersey back in center. In left field, Andre Jackson probably coming back for you again. In right field, Josh Rose is back. Right. Simmons is back at first base for you. Got to replace a catcher, but I know you guys like Moeller a lot behind the plate. But probably most importantly, shortstop and second base.
Right. No doubt. And those are the two guys that we really have to replace. And not so much ability-wise, but toughness-wise. Cody Davis was unbelievable in clutch situations and as far as – you know, getting on base two or three times a game, whether he got hit or walked or bunted for a base.
He got hit a lot.
He got hit a lot. And you know, those are the things that, as I tell people now, is that's what we're going to have to replace, is the toughness that happened during the year. And those two guys were kind of the key to that. So it'll be interesting to see how fall goes and see how we get that done.
Well, it's always about pitching. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You have to feel pretty good. Rose is back. Your stud from this year, your all-conference right-hander. LaPiana's back, who's a tough competitor for you. And then what we saw in the regionals and down the stretch out of Riley Ottenson, a kid who's from right down here in this area, has got to make you feel pretty good. Is the plan for him to enter that rotation, or are you guys still working out where you want Riley to be?
No, we want him to be a starter. We think we have a chance to be really special if he's throwing Friday or Saturday or even Sunday. The dark horse is Andre Jackson, who has maybe the best arm on our team, and we haven't got him healthy enough, and that's what our objective is this summer, is to get him healthy and strong as a pitcher. And he's got a chance to be a top three round pick if he does that. And so with Rose and Odison and Jackson and LaPiana, you know, we feel like we have a really good four starting pitchers that can really do some damage for us. And I think those three guys, as I said, will be top three round picks next year. So it'll be exciting on the mound.
Utah baseball skipper Bill Kennebrook with us for a couple of minutes before he goes out to finish his round today here at the Zane Beetles Golf Tournament. You've been in this game for a long time as a manager here, as an assistant coach in a lot of different places. Did you hear from a lot of people over the last couple of months, friends of yours, maybe people you hadn't heard from in a while, maybe you talked to quite a bit? I would imagine a run like this kind of puts you back on a lot of people's radar screens.
Yeah, it was fun because every night, particularly the last 2 weeks of the season and then into regionals, you know, your phone does get pinged a lot, I guess is what you call it. And what was really fun was the alumni from the University of Utah, as well as some of my former players all the way back to UTEP in the 1980, early 80s, were getting back a hold of me, email. So it was really fun that this happened and I could reconnect with some of those guys.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
UTEP, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
You're a Western guy, man.
Yeah, I don't need to go any further west than where I am. Yeah.
Further east. Before I let you go, you got Arizona and Coastal Carolina playing in the College World Series. You know the Wildcats really, really well. Are you surprised they're there? They were kind of the RPI team all year long in the league. Their record was not elite, but they played good competition. They were there. And then I guess Coastal Carolina is about as close to kind of a Cinderella story as you get. It's a good baseball program back east, but it's a small school.
Yeah, it's been an amazing World Series. And the fact that TCU lost, which I thought was going to be really tough. Oklahoma State, got a hot Arizona team. So those were my two picks to get into the finals. But, I'm sure cheering for the Wildcats now, and hopefully they can pull it off. You know, the West, they've held the flag for us. So hats off to Jay Johnson and his team.
Yeah, you guys got the better of them. You took two of three from Arizona this year.
No, we swept them.
Oh, that's right. You swept them. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey. Make you feel kind of good, huh?
No, because they're playing and we're not. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming by. We had fun this year. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, Bill Kenneberg with us here at the Alpine Country Club.